You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Liverpool news, a new name has emerged as a leading candidate to replace Klopp after he leaves Anfield this summer. According to multiple reports, Feyenoord manager Arne Slot is the front runner to become Liverpool manager. The Dutch coach led Feyenoord to the Eredivisie title last season and the Dutch Cup this season. Slot also led Feyenoord to the European Conference League final in 2022. Nico, the Ruben Almarin rumors have cooled down and the Slot rumors have heated up. What makes Slot a good candidate to replace Klopp?
His Feyenoord teams play really well. That's why he's a good candidate. At the moment, I think, in the Premier League, there is little credit for Dutch coaches. Case in point, Erik ten Hag, because his Ajax team played really well.
Yep.
Bald Dutch coaches.
I'm concerned.
Ten Hag's Ajax played really, really well, and it didn't necessarily translate into the Prem. Mm-hmm. Arne Slot has developed and improved a lot of players that have made their way to England. Case in point, Marco Senesi from Bournemouth. Case in point, Luis Sinisterra. He's gotten the best out of Santi Jimenez, who's at the team.
It's a good record.
Right now. He won the league. He got to a Conference League final and lost to Roma. His team was exciting, expansive, very offensive, very prolific. Look at the likes of Orkan Kukcu, for example, who has gone from Feyenoord to Benfica. Orsnes as well. He got the best out of a lot of players that not too many people knew, not too many people thought were going to be good players. And he got them cooking. Again, this doesn't necessarily translate to the Prem, but is he a good coach in the Netherlands? He's a top coach in the Netherlands.
Okay.
I think it's good because his contract's there to 2026, so there's going to be compensation. They're reporting about around 10 million, which is probably a lot more doable financially for Liverpool. But what he's got as an advantage is being at Feyenoord, you've got a very vocal and demanding fan base. And he's done there and been very impressive. Very similar style to what Jurgen Klopp plays. Like Nico said, they're attacking, fullbacks joining in, you know, very progressive football. I feel that it could be very good for Liverpool and it makes sense for the style of play, long-term and development of youth team players as well. The only caution to them, Nico said, is coming from Holland, we've seen what Erik ten Hag and his situation at Man United, and also there's got to be caution of maybe if players he wants to bring from the Eredivisie to the Premier League. Mm-hmm. So that's the only bit of caution for Liverpool.
He's going to have no wiggle room just from the media. Like, they're not going to let him breathe because of Eric, the press.
No, I think Liverpool's different. Liverpool will be different.
The big thing
Liverpool
with this
fan base gives you more
and
time.
I think you hit it on the head in terms of when you get a profile of a manager, I think the big difference between here and Erik ten Hag, Manchester United didn't have an identity before Ten Hag got there. And Ten Hag has yet to stamp his identity on this side. Counterattack football, it's a wash. When you look at the profile of the players that Liverpool have, they match what Arne Slot wants to do in terms of pressing, in terms of wingback, getting up, in terms of midfielders, Quinton Timber, Igor Paishal, what he's gotten out of them in European football and in league football, in cup football, it really matches the profile and philosophy.
Take for Tyrell Malacia at Feyenoord. was really good. And then he went to Manchester United. I mean, who's done well at Manchester United? But it's a lot of players that were doing really well. He brought them to the forefront of European football.
Okay. All right.
Making you a believer.
This is making me feel a lot better. Not that I feel bad about it, but I'm thrown into the hat. Yeah.
You should feel good about
this.
I like this one the most.
He fits the system, and then there's structure at Liverpool.
Okay.
That's the big difference. Man United was a, you know.
Hogwash.
I'll find different words to describe it.
That's a tough gig to go into United. He's got the right tools.
Mm-hmm.
And with the right tools, he has shown that he can get stuff done.
That's what I like to hear. My interest is piqued. Thanks, fellas.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.